الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, previous 2 weeks we were speaking about this particular verse that I have recited in front of you, and in this particular verse, حقوق العباد, the rights of the servants of Allah, human rights were being mentioned. And the previous week we spoke about the rights of parents and what rights they enjoy and what rights as children, what rights we have to fulfill. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى. The next set of rights which we should fulfill is the rights of kinship, the rights of relatives, the rights of blood relationship. All these rights in that form and in that capacity has to be fulfilled. We all are human beings, and as a human being we have certain rights, but in different capacity other rights are enjoyed. Like I mentioned before, a person as being a father, he has certain rights. As being a child, he has certain rights. He may be an employer, he has certain rights. He may be an employee, he has certain rights. So in what capacity he or she is in, the right relating to that, every person should endeavor to fulfill those rights. So وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى, that the rights which are related to blood relationship, those rights are also important, so much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran relating to them, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. That if you was given the responsibility and if you was given the power, then would you go and cause mischief in the land and break kinship and blood relationship? If you break that blood relationship, then listen, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for you. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Those who go about in doing these things, they are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed upon. They are the people who will be removed from the blessing and from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the people who will enter into the fire of hell. فَعَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. These are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them deaf and blind. In the day of judgment, they will become deaf and blind. من كان في هذه من كان في الآخرة أعمى فهو من كان في هذه الدنيا أعمى فهو في الآخرة أعمى. That those who become blind in this world, meaning that they see the truth yet they do not respond to that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them blind in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them blind in the hereafter. Will make them blind. So my dear respected brothers and elders, the kinship and the blood relationship, that is very important. Why? Because that is the integral part. That is the chemistry behind families and khandans and the whole generation to be kept together. When we live as a family unit, we live together. And the people whom we associate day in, day out, and the people whom we are most frequently to visit and let them come into our lives are families. But if that relationship is not looked after, then how can that person be able to live peacefully and happily? It is impossible. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَاطِعُ الرَّحِيمِ, that the person will not enter into Jannah who neglects the حقوق and the rights of his blood relationship. The حقوق and the rights of his relatives and his family, those who destroy and sever that tie, these people will not enter into Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah ta'ala khalaq al-khalq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation, hatta idha faragha minhu, until when he completed the creation, قامت الرحم, that relationship stood up and said, هذا المقائم, هذا مقائم العائذ منك بك منك بك من القطيعة, هذا مقام العائذ بك من القطيعة. That I am standing here and seeking refuge in you from breaking relationship, from breaking this kinship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, بلى أما ترضين, that would you not be happy, أن أصل من وصلك, that I will join with those people, I will bring them closer to me, those who bring you closer, those who do not sever ties with you, I will not sever ties with them. وأقطع من قطعك, and I will sever ties with those people who sever ties with you. And that relationship Student said, yes, I am happy. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to the, addressing to the sahabas, فَقْرَأُوا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ فَحَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَنْ تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. So, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that maqam and that station and that status to kinship. Why? Because that is the basis of unity. That is the basis of peace and harmony within the family, within society, within the khandan and the family unit. Because these are the people whom you will be staying with. These are the people whom you will let to come into your lives. These are the people whom you will day in, day out, interact with them. So if their hukuk are destroyed, if their rights are not upheld, then what will happen? Is you will see disunity, you will see fragmentation, you will see fights and quarrels, so much so that they can go on for decades, and from one progeny to other progeny, from one group to another group, it just goes on and goes on. Why? It's because we have not fulfilled that. This is why there's a saying, when families do not uphold this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-aqarib kal-aqarib, al-aqarib kal-aqarib. What does that mean? That relations and kinship and families, relatives are like scorpions. Are like scorpions. That you give them something, they come and bite you back. They come and bite you back. And that is why people tend to stay away. People tend to, you know, don't go too much. They rather go to the friend's house, not go to the relatives. Why? Because the relatives, you know, do something, say something. Allah knows best what's happening. And this all happens, why? It's because the rights are not being observed. Today when we give something, we wait for something in return. We give in something in a family's wedding. Nowadays they have a list. Who gives what? So-and-so gave this. Write it down. So-and-so gave. And then when it's his wedding time, oh, he gave me that, I'm going to give him that. We're not giving because the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not giving because he's a relationship. It is our duty to be kind and just to them. To fulfill their rights. We're giving because it is customary to give. It is customary to give. It is rasam. Hum rasam pura kar rahe. We're fulfilling this custom. Not because it is a duty. Not because they have a right over us. Not because this is my brother, or this is my sister, or this is my uncle, this is my aunt, and they have rights over me. This is why I'm doing it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِي وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلَ إِذَا مَنْ قَطَعَ وَصَلَهُ قُطِعَ وَصَلَهُ. That a person A person who interacts with his family and joins relationship does it for the reason that he is fulfilling a favor which he was given. He is not a true person who is actually fulfilling that kinship. But that person who is actually fulfilling that role is he who, someone who's brought severed that tie, he goes and mends that tie. He is a true person who's fulfilling that role, who's fulfilling that hukuk and that right. So this is why, my dear respected brothers, elders, these rights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, informing us, are rights which we should fulfill for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do it for the sake of earning the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do it so that we can save ourselves from the fire of hell. We should do it so that we can earn a place under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should do it so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants His forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.